Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting second. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Earl Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh Mulcahy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Hugh Mulcahy. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Chiazza. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kline moves to second. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Kline moves to third. Camilli moves to second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripple. Whitney reaches second base with a double. Kline scores. Camilli scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Phillies. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to second. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel moves to third. Whitehead moves to second. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Whitehead scores. It's 3-2, Phillies. Claude Passeau now pitching. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Ripple moves to second. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants too. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schumacher moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Schumacher moves to third. Two outs. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young bunts towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Schumacher's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripple hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitney moves to second. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chiazza for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. Atwood drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mancuso out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripple throws the ball into Bartel, who tags Brown trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitney takes first base on ball 4. Whitney moves to second. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Ripple moves to second. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy bunts towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripple moves to third. Ott moves to second. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiazza hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mancuso for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-2 in the game. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kline hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Ripple moves to second. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Ripple moves to third. Ott moves to second. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 3 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Ripple scores. Ott moves to third. Two outs. It's Phillies, 3, Giants, 3. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitney moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 3 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 4 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith now pitching. Dell Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. Ripple moves to third. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripple scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.